and we're starting to see some of the fruit of that in lingering manifestations of his presence in our normal worship times. So we're still going on the prophetic word we received 3 or 4 years ago, that if the body would release the sound of worship across New York, the Lord would set the state back on the course of the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
We're dealing with fresh levels of warfare as we start to engage with the First Nations again. We're seeing, I don't know a polite way to put it, but we're seeing jealousy spring up in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So we need to get to the concept of council quickly. And no more of this, I'm the leader, you're the leader mindset.
Yeah.
That coupled with, we just spent some time in Arkansas working with First Nations people to work on locking down Western Arkansas, where there were a lot of Native battles and there were a lot of Civil War battles. So we're doing the same thing in other states that we're doing in New York.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, just pray, lead us in prayer in that.
Father, we say you delight in unity in the body of Christ. And we say, Lord, let there be a fresh manifestation of your spirit poured upon your sons and daughters, so we would truly move in unity with you. We say, Spirit of counsel, rest upon the bride, so we will hear from your throne room what you are doing, and we will embrace what you are asking. And then we say, Spirit of might, rest upon us, so we have the force and authority of heaven to release the power of heaven into the places you call us to walk. Lord, we call the body to a fresh level of the new anointing of moving in the wineskin of the council of heaven manifest into the council of the body on earth. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, someone else. Any revelation you got, go ahead and give it. We'll pray into it. One of the leaders from the States.
Well, I'll say something. I'm originally from, is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know that I'm necessarily the leader in Maryland, but I'm the only representative, so I'll go from there. And I'm originally from New York State, and I acquainted with Al, so I'll go. Basically, I've been praying about, I'm a government contractor, so I work full-time, and I'm also trying to, you know, I also have education that I'm doing on the side, but I've just been praying, and I consider that territory that's D.C. used to be a part of Maryland, so I sort of, because of my spheres of influence, I pray a lot about different agencies in the government and people that I'm affiliated with and people at work. So I've just been praying for, uncovering, continuing praying into that things would continue to be uncovered. I know that before our last meeting, I was praying about justice and judgment. I was praying in tongues, and I said a lot of things that I can't remember what I said, but what you guys talked about Wednesday night, 2 weeks ago when we were praying, it all fit. And as far as recently for me, when I was in my prayer time Monday morning and I was praying in tongues, the Lord said that he would, I would trouble those that trouble you. I sort of took that as a personal word, because between last week and this week and that praying that I did, I was praying for those in the chain of authority that I'm in. And, basically there were some people, sometimes in the government there can be issues with accountability. And there were some contractors that were let go. Their contract was not renewed. And there's someone else that all of a sudden decided they were leaving. And these are all people that had been basically, you know, I was saying what the right thing was, and like finally the Lord just sort of unveiled all of it and just blew all of these people away that were causing trouble. And I was totally recused from the situation. I had no idea what was going on, but that's basically what I've been seeing. Is I just kind of feel like, at least for me personally, I don't know anybody else in Maryland, but I just feel like the Lord has just been continuing to just fling open doors and is giving me favor in the spheres of influence that I'm in. And I have family in New York, so on a personal level, I'm just praying for family salvations, because I was the first one saved, you know, and then I got my parents on there. They passed away, and my sister's saved, so we're the only ones pulling for the rest of the family. And I'm from overseas, so I'm also praying for nations as well. So I'm kind of have a mix going. I apologize if I took up too much time, but that's basically what he's been showing me and the theme I've been praying on. So I've been praying for family salvations, people at work, and then anything else that I see that's going on around here. I've seen things in the natural, in the clouds. I've emailed that stuff into Glory of Zion and wrote letters. I've sent things to Ann and Janice, and that's about it. I have a lot of information. I connected with, there's a spot that he showed me in the Inner Harbor where I think we need to worship. I asked James Vincent, I introduced myself to him, if he would prayerfully consider coming up and doing that. Nothing big, just something really small, even if it's just me and him and like a few other people, I can do the logistics for that. But that's just a matter of you guys being on board and God's timing. I know Maryland is called to worship. I have that book. I was in New Mexico.
Well, Amy, pray now and release that decree about uncovering.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. All right, no problem. I haven't talked a lot, so it was a lot of information at once.
Yeah, go ahead and do the decree so others.
Okay. Lord, I just want to thank you that you're uncovering, and I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing for uncovering, Lord, all the prayers that have been sown in by even other people that aren't a part of this group and even other prayer groups, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're continuing to unveil and uncover things in the government, Lord, in the different agencies, that evidence is coming to light. And we thank you, Lord, that you're waking up people in the body of Christ, Lord. You're waking up intercessors, Lord. And you're waking up those, Lord, that just need to step up and not be afraid to just speak forth your truth, Lord, in the spheres that they're in, Lord, that your people will just begin to rise up and take their place and stand where you have called them to stand, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Someone else.
Could I add to the decree from that last one? I just want to say, may the troublers, those that are causing unrighteous troubling, may they be exposed and removed from their positions of authority.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well,
and
that,
Cheryl, I saw, before she said anything, I saw a snake in the grass. And I didn't know what it meant, but I know that's a...
Yeah.
An enemy that you think that is a friend.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so we decree in the name of Jesus that our eyes are going to be open to even those that we think are friends.
Yeah.
We're going to realize and understand that they are foes. They are enemies. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come against them in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus. I wasn't going to say this, but everything's flowing into it. I don't know if y'all know this, but We have sold hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland to China.
Yeah, they all know it.
Y'all know that. And Johanna, as you're talking, that's all I can think of is the snake in the grass. And so I know it's maybe not directly in the 13 colonies, but it definitely will have an effect on the 13 colonies. So, Lord, I pray that these sales would be reversed, that no more farmland would be sold to someone that's suspect. I hate to call them an enemy on the internet, but they are not our friends right now. Lord, I just loose the uncovering angels to uncover what's behind all these land purchases. And Lord, that the United States would step in and say, we're not selling our land. It's sovereign, Lord. Our farmland is very critical for our country. And Lord, let's let them see what's going on with that snake in the grass, in Jesus' name.
Joe, go ahead.
I was just going to add to what John said. There's Governor Abbott in Texas has already started to put some legislature in motion to actually stop that from happening.
Thank you, Lord.
Specifically stop Chinese corporations. So not stop a Chinese individual from wanting to have a home in the U.S., but to stop big corporations from buying it up. And so I just think it's kind of neat, you know, Glory of Zion based in Texas. Texas is stepping in and starting this legislation. I don't know where it's at, but I literally just heard that Governor Abbott is literally working to stop that. So I just wanted to add that to what.
Well, go ahead and pray for him. Go ahead and pray for him.
So Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for what Governor Abbott's doing and what the United States government is starting to do in this, Lord. And we pray that that vision, that discernment would catch on with other governors, with other government leaders. We pray, God, that you would protect the United States of America through your leaders, Lord, in all capacities, Lord, whether it be a ministry leader, a family leader, a city leader, a government leader, Lord, whatever it would be, that, Lord, that you would give them strategies, you give them discernment, and you'd give them favor to pass exactly the laws that are needed to protect our country and to keep the snake in the grass out.
Amen.
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Someone else. Mildred, I saw a sheaf of wheat being waved over your head. I don't know what that means, but.
Amen. I receive that. I think it's a new season for me. I've been just sort of settling in here in Mississippi and really praying over. I felt like the Lord said, particularly Mississippi and Louisiana. And I think there's a new place of harvest here to expectation. The Lord's interesting. The Lord's really, really been having me really sow in individually. Almost it's interesting just at every store, different places. But with the African-American population here, it's almost like the Lord has me give them words before I give it to anybody else. It's like there's something rising within that particular people here, I believe, to see the reality of truth and be able to shift, because I know that many of them have such a heart for the Lord and a passion. I prayed out in the street just last week with a dear African-American black man. He's a construction, an older man, and he was across the street doing at a house and working. And he said something to me, and I walked out into the middle of the street because he could hardly walk. And he was hobbling, and just you could tell a faithful man with work and how he raised his kids and everything. And I began to talk to him, and he said, well, he had bone cancer, and it was like in all of his joints, and he could hardly move, and he couldn't work anymore. And, you know, and just out in the middle of the street in the neighborhood, and the Lord just, so I said, can I pray for you? And, you know, and I just believe God's about to break something out. Yeah. You know, I know we've all been talking about miracles and stuff, but I really see there's something, I really believe a healing between what's happening in the land here. Amen. And the people.
Amen. Go ahead and loose that. We'll agree. And
one other thing I want to mention, just that on May the 17th in New Orleans, they're having that District 5th Circuit appeal over this abortion drug, and it's been thrown back, you know, from the Supreme Court back to the Fifth Circuit, and it's in New Orleans, and that's the three states of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And so it's a real key. They're going to have a hearing with three judges, a three panel judges, and then they'll decide what to do from there. So it may end up going back to the Supreme Court, but that's a real key thing also happening in this particular district and area. So, Father, I just thank you today, Lord. I thank you that you are bringing about a healing within the racial issues, Father. And I thank that you're raising up a people, Lord, that you're causing me to see within the African-American community here, Lord, that you have a heart. They have a heart for you, but, Lord, that you're beginning to shift them, Lord. And, Father, I thank you you're causing like people like me to bless them and to see them prosper, see them come into all that you have for them. And Lord, even for this man Lee, Lord, I ask for that beginning to believe for a miracle, a sovereign miracle in his body, Lord. Father, that will be a divine, a witness and a testimony to your goodness and your faithfulness to those who have been in this land and have worked hard in this land, Lord, and have a heart for you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for that shifting, Lord, over this particular area along the Mississippi River, this place of of poverty, and Father, that's been entrenched for so many years with slavery mentality and racism. And Lord, I thank you that there's a shift beginning, Father, for a harvest to come into this part of the state, Lord, for blacks and whites, Lord, together to see a harvest, to see something shift in harmony together in Jesus' name. And Father, again, we just pray even particularly over this particular region of the United States, Lord, we ask for your divine order regarding this ruling on May the 17th, that you would step in, Lord. Father, we've seen victory for Roe versus Wade. Amen. Father, we want to continue to see that place of abortion stopped in our nation, Lord. And we ask for your divine judgment and justice in this particular case, Lord. And we ask for righteousness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Someone else.
Someone else.
Okay. What I saw was either a large stream or possibly a lake, but I saw about three or four large, pretty much flat stepping stones. And I believe what God is saying is the direction that we have to go really is by the rocks represent revelation. And the way that we're going to have to go in the spirit is by revelation. So I think that's maybe a general word that just covers everything. So anyway, I decree, Lord God, that you are showing the body of Christ, Lord God, you're giving us the revelation as we step out into the river or the stream of Holy Spirit, Lord God, and we step out on the revelation that you've given us, and we will get to that the destination that you designed for us to go in Jesus' name.
As a nation,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else?
I just want to chime in on the unveiling
Of
and the uncovering. One thing I've been praying about for our South Carolina is the judicial system and the judges. There's just a lot even that has taken place. It's called the Murdaugh case, which I won't even begin to try to explain, but it is very much like a snake in the grass scenario. There's a lot of webbing to it, and it's mixed in with the judicial system and anyways, so I've just been praying for that occult covering to be revealed. And so I've been pulling out the word from the August meeting in Charleston, where, you know, Chuck prophesied, I tell you, South Carolina, you have a prophetic anointing that you need to rise up into. And so I've just been praying that the prophetic voices within the state, but also even for us, there's a lot politically that's going to be coming up out of our state potentially. And so just praying for God's hand to be upon that. So justice, really, the Lord's righteousness coming up out of our state, but first and foremost through our judicial system. So, Lord, I just want to come into agreement, Lord, of all that has been loosed, Lord, with the uncovering and the unraveling, Lord Jesus, of injustice and corruption, Lord, in the land. Lord, we thank you for the prophetic revelation that you loose, Lord, to your watchmen, to your gatekeepers, Lord Jesus. And we ask in this hour, Father, that you begin to shine down, Lord, upon pockets and regions, Lord Jesus, for revelation to come forth. And Lord, I just declare and decree righteous judges, Lord Jesus, to be placed in the state of South Carolina. And Father, that you, Lord, would establish the law and the legislation for how those judges, Lord Jesus, are appointed, Lord God. Father, we thank you for uncovering and removing, Lord, any deception, any corruption, Lord, that is in that, Lord, with placing judges into our system, Lord God. So Father, I just declare and decree your righteousness and your justice, Lord God. I ask for those foundations, Lord, to be rooted into our state. And I ask, Lord Jesus, for the prophetic voice to arise out of this state with a boldness and with a purity, Lord God. And Lord, as leaders, Lord Jesus, from this state are rising up, Lord Jesus, and Lord, whether it's a presidential election or a a place for leadership, Lord Jesus, I just declare and decree righteousness and justice over the leadership that comes forth out of South Carolina in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Mary Faust, would you like to share something? I'd like you to share that vision that your father had.
She gone.
If you're still on, I don't know, you might have left.
Yes, I'm here.
There she is.
Not sure. Okay, there it is. Okay. Yes, so back in, I want to say 2009. Yeah. So my father called me. He was still with us. He has now passed on in 2013. And I shared with Lynn, with Cheryl, that my father had called me with a word, and he said that the glory of God is coming to visit northeast of where you live. I live in Reading. And so he said, there's a piece of land that the Lord is coming to visit. The glory of God is coming there with power. And he said that when that time comes, he said, I want to be there. And he said, I need to be there the beginning of March. And then in a second conversation, he said that he wanted to be there by March 4. So I was sharing with Cheryl that every March 4th, I make that declaration that the visitation of the Lord, of the Father, over coming to our nation, that it would truly be a visitation that will not be missed. You know, we would not miss the visitation amongst us. And so March 4 is also William Penn Charter Day. Those of you that are following some of these colonies and some of the mandates of each colony. And so I felt that that was key, that on that day, that so on March 4th, I declare marching 4th, that the people and the residents, the inhabitants of the land, will not miss the day of his visitation, and that his visitation will become the habitation of his presence amongst us. And so I've been carrying that since my father shared that with me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, can you loose that over us in a declaration?
There's oil on that.
Yeah, loose it over the 13 colonies in a declaration.
Yes, so Father, I declare and I decree that over the 13 colonies, every redemptive purpose and gift of each colony, every mandate from heaven, Father, we declare that we will not miss the day of your visitation, yes, that we will lay hold of what you have in our day, in our time, in every moment, that Father, that we are a people that are watchful, that we are a people that are discerning the days that we are living. And just like the tribe of Issachar, that we know the day, the times and the seasons, and how we ought to function in this day. We don't just see it, we act on it, and we live by it. For the glory of your name, Jesus. And we declare this over every colony.
Yes, Lord.
In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Someone else.
Now this weekend, and what she said was a piece of land. There's something, there definitely is oil, like what you said, John. So this weekend, they're going to be having an outreach, and it's called Jesus 23. And in 1973, 11,000 people gathered together on a piece of land in Morgantown, Pennsylvania for an outreach. And what it was it was actually three counties coming together. And what we've discovered from within our House of Zion, how God has brought each of us together, every single, there's several of above us that represent each county. So we know God has brought us together. So we're declaring prophetically, and churches are coming together. There's such an excitement and an anticipation at what God is going to do. So it all came about. A young man went, the Lord led him to go to this field and to begin to just worship and pray. And God gave him a vision, and basically that he wants to do it again. And in August is going to be the 50th anniversary from that event. 11,000 people. There were signs, wonders, and miracles. A young lady was deaf from birth, and it was the first that she heard. I mean, there's write-ups in the paper about it. But I just declare, Lord God, I thank you for all that you're doing in our region.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father God. There is such an excitement and anticipation, and we hold on to what you are doing, what you have said, Lord God. And we believe, Father God, for signs, wonders, and miracles. We ask, Father God, that we partner with the angels, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're expecting nothing less than for your glory, Father God. We believe, Father God, for souls to come into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We call them forth. So, Lord God, we ask, Father God, that you would raise your standard. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, we thank you for the equipping that you have done. And we pray, Father God, even up until Saturday, that there would just be a greater sensitivity to your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Ooh. And we just give you all the praise and the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And look, let's just pray in the spirit for 2 or 3 minutes. All of you, wherever you're located, ask for the glory of God to come into your territory in a new way.
Yes.
I believe we're all entitled to that. That's part of our inheritance.
Yep.
So begin to cry out that the glory of God would fall in your territory. And wherever it goes, you'll support it. It doesn't have to be in your location. It can be in your territory. So, Father, we say come. Holy Spirit, pray through us now as we pray in our prayer language. We pray, we trust you to pray for the glory of God to come and visit us in our territories. Every territory represented on this Zoom, we say, you are invited to come, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we yield now to you. Come to our territories, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Now, I want to share this because I feel it's the right time. I re-looked at that word that Chuck gave at the Citadel concerning the four angels in the four corners and the 51 angels. You all remember, I sent it out. Everybody should have it. Well, anyway, I began to look in the scripture where it talked about four angels. There's a couple places. One is in the book of Zechariah. One is in the book of Revelation. You can almost get it out of some places in Ezekiel. But what I want to share is what it spoke to me about was this. In those scriptures, the four angels were sent to pretty much in the beginning to hold back judgment until those who were gods were marked on their forehead, separated out from the rest. And then if you look in Ezekiel, there were, I think, six, but one had an acorn, and they were coming to cut off those that were not of the Lord. But and the one with the acorn that was in the midst of that six was going to mark the people that were the Lord's. I mean, you'll have to look it up yourself. But what the Lord said to me was this. If I want you to, if you can, read Zechariah this week. And the first chapter talking about that the glory will be in the midst of Jerusalem, and that God will be surrounded round about his spirit, and the glory will be in the midst of it. But I also believe that God's speaking to us about our Jerusalems at this time, and that he is visiting right now. You know, I think, Marcia, what you're saying, there's a visitation coming. And in the book of Peter, the first Peter, it talks about these Christians that were saying, you know, God's delayed his coming. We're just going to live like we want. And what Peter was saying in that book was, don't do that. You don't know the day of your visitation. Walk with the Lord. Be obedient to him. Be marked, in other words, be marked by him, by your obedience and by your deep love for him. And you know what I'm saying, faithfulness. I believe that's what's happening right now in our territories. I believe God is visiting our territories and marking those that are his. Because soon, I think those angels, I think those four angels that Chuck saw, I could be wrong about this, but I think they're going to stand back. And the power of God is going to come in. It's going to come in with power and judgment, or life and judgment. It comes with both. And we want to be those that are marked, so that we can move and flow in that season. So I just encourage you, with everything that's being said, particularly in your Jerusalem, your personal Jerusalem, whatever that is, your state or your city or whatever.
Your house.
Lord, I loose this. Lord, I decree, as Richard said, that we will perceive the movement of your spirit. Lord, perceive your voice, perceive the fruit of your movement. Whatever it is, we need to perceive to know it is a now visitation. Lord, we would perceive it. Mark us as yours, Lord. Help us to come to you in a way we have not in the past season. Just be re-sanctified, Lord, reconsecrated unto you, O God. In your mighty name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Someone else.
I got two prophetic things during the worship. I saw a book kind of being held like this, and I felt like the Lord was highlighting the binding on the book, and I felt like it had to do with binding, and that if we bind correctly, things will not fall out. You know, amen. The pages will That's not good. Just fall out when you hold the book like that. And the other thing I saw was I saw a parachute, and I felt like the Lord is sending some things our way, but he's slowing the timing down so that these things arrive at the right time, so we're not overwhelmed too soon before we're ready. And the other thing, God's been really speaking to me about Gen Z, which is the people that are 11 years old up to about 26. And this Canadian guy was prophesying that is a new wineskin, that generation. And that's like, you know, middle schoolers, high schoolers, college, young adults. And the Asbury revival was touching that age group. God was really moving on them and doing something really new and different with them. And they were really responding and receiving it. And we've had three Gen Zers just show up at our church. And the latest one was, you know, green hair. She had piercings all over her face, and she'd just gotten led to the Lord in a restaurant by one of the prayer women at my church. And, you know, I feel like God's going to be sending us more of these Gen Zers, and that might be what the parachute is, just that, you know, we're getting a trickle right now, but it could be, you know, we really need to be prepared to, and they're all, they're talking to me and they're telling me about crystals and shamans and this, and they're very confused with what they've been taught out there. So anyway, if anyone has more on that, but that's kind of what I was getting.
Well, make some decrees, Anne.
Okay. Well, Lord, I feel like you're impressing on us binding correctly. So Lord, just teach us more about binding and loosing, and that we are doing that in accordance with your will and in an effective way, that nothing is going to escape and get come out of place. And Lord, I just thank you for these Gen Zers, these young people. And I just pray that you would prepare us to bring these people in, to provide a place for them, to minister to them, to set them free. Lord, you would just have us all be prepared when they come, and to really let you move on them the way you want to move on them, and us to really hear from you about how to relate to this group. And we just thank you for the timing, that you're going to send them, you know, in the right timing, so that none of them, and maybe that's another thing about the binding, is that the Gen Zs, none of them will be lost, that they will come in and they will connect into the body and plug in where they need, and we won't let any of them fall to the side.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, I just talked to a leader, and in his church was a person who decided they weren't the sex they were born, and they were going to make themselves into something else. And they got saved, they got ministry, and they had to reverse some of the procedures that were already done to them to go back to what God had created them to be. I believe that's a sign of what God's getting ready to do in our land, because transgender is everywhere. Yeah. I walked into a store and it was all transgender bathrooms. I didn't even know which one to go in. And so, Father, I thank you that you are starting to move upon these people who have mutilated themselves and said, I'm going back to what God created me. Lord, I loose that wave of transitioning back to what God has created. Lord, we even say, bring America back to what you created them to be. Lord, transition them into a newness of life in your spirit. Lord, I thank you for the transgender movement, where you're going to come and reach these people and help them, Lord, in their path of life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Someone else.
And John, I'm sorry. Just real quick, I decree that the power and anointing of God will be upon us, so that when we minister to these trans people, miraculous changes will occur in their bodies and restore them to what Christ created them to be, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to declare also that with the parachute that Anne saw, it's not too late. It's not too late, and God is providing a way of escape.
Amen.
And we just decree it will happen in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Someone else.
Hey, John and Cheryl, I know we're not the leaders in North Carolina.
It's a council. It's a council. It's all leaders.
I would vote for you, Mike. I would vote for you.
It's all leaders. It's a council.
Hey, we appreciate that. Just in the past few months, we've been able to connect 5 or 6 different churches. And out of that group, we've got a group that's going tomorrow night to Pack Square, which is in the middle of Asheville. And what we found is the significance of that is there's ley lines that go through and connect. And I think somebody said this one's the 33rd parallel, but I may be wrong about that. But it's a magnetic ley line that goes, it connects from the Bermuda Triangle and curves and connects over to whichever one's in California, and across over to the one connected with the pyramids. And the north and south is crazy, because when it goes south, it connects down into some of the the Aztec ruins that they had down there. So with Asheville kind of being the a hub, if you would, for satanic occult worship.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. There's a hopefully a large group meeting there tomorrow night. We're just going to kind of worship and pray and just see what the Lord reveals and releases. I don't think anybody's really there to do like warfare or anything. I think it's just pray and worship and just kind of march around that area.
Well, go ahead and pray for them, Michael. You know, I just was reading an article about Asheville, about the rise in the rise in illegal activity and, you know, violence in the city, and that people are starting to get, it's so manifesting that people are starting to get upset about it. So go ahead and pray over that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. So Father, we just decree right now that kind of what John was talking about earlier, that those uncovering angels would uncover what is being hidden and what is being done in the secret, what is being done in the dark here in the Asheville region. And Father, we just declare that your light will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for the people in this region. And we have seen an increase in healings and miracles. And Father, we just thank you that tonight, or that at this event going forward, we will see more and more and more of your glory that's going to fall. And I do pray into that transgender movement, because there's a large population of that here, and I think it's just identity crisis. So, Father, we just declare that this theft of ID is no longer being taken place. Father, we say that their identity is being restored, and everything that they've lost is being paid back in full in Jesus' name. In fact, I heard a testimony from a church, I think on the West Coast, that they had somebody from the Alphabet community come in that had a lot of surgeries done. They gave their life to the Lord, and after praying healing and deliverance, fully restored from everything that was taken away. Mm-hmm. Every part
was completely
restored. Mm-hmm. So that is a testimony that we can go forward with when we do encounter them.
I want to share this too. Some of you may know this, but the Lord spoke to me about when we're praying for people that have an identity issue, whether it's sexual identity or whatever the identity issue is, you know, we can appropriate the blood. When the scripture says that he was so marred that they couldn't recognize him, they had pulled the beard out of his face and beaten him to a pulp, and he could not be recognized. And the blood of that, the blood of the loss of his facial identity, was shed so that we could appropriate it for those that need to find identity. There's a blood, his blood was shed for every single issue. That is what was shed for the identity issue. So Lord, we loose the blood that you shed from your face when they pulled out your beard and took the flesh with it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you were so marred that no one knew could look at you and distinguish who you were. Lord, that was for us to know who we are in you. And Lord, I loose the power of that blood tonight over these ones with identity issues. We loose your blood out, Lord Jesus, over the original 13 colonies in that way. Amen. Someone else, and then we'll end. It's almost 8:00.
So we've been seeing a lot of...
Hey, Kent.
He smells good to you.
We've been seeing that's a plus. A lot of...
Yeah, I smelled so bad, I was afraid you'd smell it through the Zoom.
Yeah, okay.
In gathering, but what you were saying, Cheryl, about the four angels and the four corners, and something about the presence of God visiting all of us, there's been a change and shift in the prayer in the groups Judy and I have been involved in. And this morning in Mount Pleasant, we had a circle of women, and they were all committed to surrendering to Holy Spirit and doing like we just did, praying in tongues. And then the revelation, the prophecy started just filling that warehouse. Praise it was God. So heavy and so thick. And we had prayer in a different realm there.
Amen.
We had a group of people working together on God's team a different way. So the expectancy, I decree and declare the expectancy of that sort of prayer in every place that we go these days, it's going to be just multiplied, it's going to be intensified, and we're going to see God moving in different ways, and we're going to watch the hand of God move in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I remember that picture of that hawk up in the tree outside the Citadel, the chapel there. And so, Lord, I just say there's a new level of watching in Charleston area, Lord, yes, that they will yes. watch and be attracted to the things that your oil is on, Lord, that they will gravitate to those things. And Lord, I thank you for a new level and dimension of watching in Charleston, South Carolina, even because of that meeting last August, in Jesus' name.
And I would kept getting, you know, as that occult veil is rent in this nation, as it's torn, those parachutes come in. It's almost like we're the paratroopers, and the parachutes are like they almost like open up and blossom, you know, as that parachute opens up. So Lord, in Jesus' name, I decree and declare a rending of the occult veil in this nation. And Lord, we will be like those paratroopers, Lord God, as will your angels that will come in. So as we come in, it will, everything around us will blossom with heaven's answers, Lord. Your spirit, your angels, your kingdom, us as your people, I just decree and declare a blossoming and a flowering, Lord God, in fullness in this nation, in this season, as that occult veil is removed at every level of our society, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
From us on the small scale, on the micro level, to the macro level in this entire nation, in Jesus' name.
Well, April, I see your glasses are like headlights. I mean, it's almost like you're blinking at us. I'm going to ask you to close us out in prayer and flash your lights to us one more time. I don't know, has anybody else seen it, or is it just me? Her glasses have been flashing like a light bulb. So go ahead.
X-ray vision.
As all of you have been talking, what I heard was the dam is about to break.
Amen.
I saw it, yep. April. I didn't say it. Yes.
Those angels have been standing at the four corners of the wall of that dam, but the cracks are already there, and the water is about to rush in. That flood of your glory is about to rush in, and it's rushing in with signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes.
It is rushing in with judgment, but the primary operation of that judgment is a cleansing work.
Yes.
Amen.
Declare and decree in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, a cleansing work flooding throughout this nation. And because of the power of that surge of the flood that has been held back by the dam and is now rushing in, it can't be shut out of anywhere. It's a tsunami that will invade and will infiltrate every area of this nation, every level. It is washing out corruption. It is washing out deception. It is washing out all twisted thinking. It is washing out the confusion of gender, identity, or whatever you want to call it. All this stuff that's been going on, it's washing out the chaos.
She froze.
For the tsunami of your glory moving in, the making your presence known, filling up our land, and even moving out throughout the globe. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you glory, for you are exalted, high and lifted up. The great and mighty God, the one to whom nothing is impossible, that you are going to do what only you can do, is a plan that you have prepared and you will execute, and nothing, no one one can stop you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, everyone be blessed. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, and
you're very valuable in the kingdom.
Send us the revelation, any revelation you get that you want us to see and send out, we'll do it.
Or any coupons to an all-inclusive hotel in Cancun.
Okay. John keeps trying to go on another vacation. Thank you, everybody. We love you all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bless you guys.
Bye. Good.